plate a potential nugget.
I was curious, I mean, we briefly spoke about getting a leader from a different industry based on intrinsic potential and characteristics. I want to sort of dig that a little bit more because there, the organization often is not privy to the some of the hidden qualities that the hiring panel is betting on, right? And the leader sometimes gets measured on traditional characteristics, like how much does he know my industry, how much does he know my customers, and so on and so forth. In those situations when leaders transition from context A to context B to a very different industry or space, what have you seen in getting those principles and getting those transitions right?
As I said earlier, you have to go into the capital H. Like, for example, when I joined Tata's, there's not a single industry which I was familiar with. Power generation, making trucks and motor cars, creating telephony networks. I mean, these are the boards I served on, you know. I was not familiar with these. I was a little more comfortable with things like making chemicals and pesticides because it had a similarity to a consumer goods business like Hindustan Unilever. And I remember I used to go and spend my Saturdays or whichever the holidays there like a student, and I still have my diaries of the notes I took. I would go down and sit with the front-facing people trying to learn and always walking away saying, I'll never, never in this lifetime know as much as these guys. Because they have spent the last 20 years doing this. And of course, one of the things that every leader should do is to go and talk to people less powerful than himself. It helps you to be humble. It helped me a great deal to be humble when I went to Trombay Power Station or to Pune factory of Tata Motors to find so many people who were much junior to me in the hierarchy but who knew infinitely more than I about that particular subject. And if you can go in with that attitude, the guy also recognizes. But of course, I don't expect him to know everything. He shares more willingly, just like you would share your knowledge with somebody who's interested in it. And I think in a leadership transition where you do not have that domain knowledge, this is the most important lesson that I learned. It promotes capital H, which you have to adopt after shedding capital E for ego from your last job. So it is like you played Ravana in this scene. In the next scene, you have to play Rama. You don't change your mindset. You're not going to be able to pull off both, you know.
It's worth understanding the key reason the organization has brought you on board. Ravi Venkatesan speaks about his transition to heading Microsoft in India after several years in Cummins.
You've got to figure out what really matters, okay? So in Microsoft, it was clear why the company had hired me, because it was because we were becoming irrelevant in a country of a billion people. And so they wanted not a technology guy, or at least Bill and Steve wanted somebody who understood India. So within 6 months, I said, you know, in order to become relevant, this is what it takes. And here's a set of things we ought to be doing. And it was plausible. I don't think it was rocket science or brilliant. And they said, great, now go do it. Where's your team? And by the way, here's $1 billion of investment. Go make it happen. And the team in India said, wow, holy cow. You know, this guy really has done an amazing job getting us all this investment. They used to beg for every headcount. And suddenly we had an abundance of riches.
Having the clarity around the axis of value add can be immensely clarifying when you're being brought into a new space. It gives you focus in terms of what you need to do to move the needle in terms of outcomes and winning trust in the system. Thank you for listening. If you find this of value, do take a moment to visit the podcast archives at playtopotential.com. You might specifically be interested in my conversation with Michael Watkins, the author of the book First 90 Days, on how leaders can settle in effectively in a new organization. You might also like the theme settling into a new context, relevant, where we learn from leaders across different walks of life on how they navigated the first few months in a new environment, including someone like Gandhiji when he moved back to India from South Africa.